下午好。
Good afternoon.
我们开始一起祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
求你借着你的话语打开我们的眼睛。
By your word, may you open our eyes,
使我们的敬拜更加的真实,
that our worship may be true, may be wholehearted,
并且蒙福,
that we may be blessed.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们看到以色列人在摩西和亚伦的带领之下呢，进入了旷野。
We see that the Israelites, under the leadership of Moses and Aaron, have entered the wilderness.
当然我们知道是神，以色列的神带领以色列人离开埃及，要进入旷野。
Of course, we know that it is the God of Israel who led them out of Egypt into the wilderness.
但是旷野不是目的。
But this wilderness is not the final goal.
他们，神是要带领这些以色列人进入迦南地。
The ultimate purpose is to enter Canaan.
因为这片迦南地呢，是神应许给以色列的先祖亚伯拉罕的。
Because this land of Canaan is what was promised to their forefather Abraham.
所以在整个的旷野的四十年的当中呢，这些以色列人不断的抱怨，他们不相信神会把他们带入迦南地。
So in these 40 years in the wilderness, the Israelites were going against God, not believing in Him, not believing that He would be able to lead them into Canaan.
所以神的愤怒呢，就临到了这些以色列人。
And so the wrath of God was brought upon the Israelites.
所以出埃及的那一代以色列人，二十岁以上的人呢，他们都没有真正的进入到迦南地的。
So the generation of the Israelites who came out of Egypt, who were over 20 years old, none of them made it into Canaan. They all died.
他们都死在西奈的旷野当中。
They all died in the wilderness of Sinai.
上次我们讲到了，即便是这位神人摩西，就是带领以色列人出埃及的这位伟大的领袖，他也因为一次的怒气，惹动了耶和华的愤怒，他也不能进迦南地的。
We see that even the God-man, the blessed, the chosen one by God, Moses, who was chosen to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, him in a fit of rage, sinned, and he was unable to lead the Israelites into Canaan.
那当然，我们知道最后呢，这些以色列人过了在旷野走了四十年之后，在约书亚的带领之下呢，进入了迦南地。
And after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, now under the leader of Joshua, they are able to enter the land of Canaan.
但是当以色列人即将要进入迦南地的时候，耶和华神就告诉这些以色列人。
But just when they were about to enter the land of Canaan, the Lord God told and was telling the Israelites,
这些人进入到迦南地当中应该怎样的生活？
God told the Israelites when they enter the land of Canaan how they are to behave.
那么我们一起来看。
So let us see.
我们今天的名字，对不起啊，我写错了哈。Kingdom, 神的国度，神的国。
The title of today's sermon is God's Kingdom.
是立位记的十八章的第一节到第五节。
We will look at Leviticus chapter 18 verses 1 to 5.
此时此刻，以色列人即将在神所兴起的领袖约书亚的带领下进入迦南地，要占领这片神应许给他们的地。
Right now, the Israelites are under the command of Joshua, which was appointed by God to lead them into Canaan.
耶和华对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人说，我是耶和华你们的神。”
Chapter 18, verses 1 to 2. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, 'I am the Lord your God.'"
所以这句话讲的是非常非常重要的。
This is a very important phrase.
也许以后这句话呢，会影响到你的生命。
Maybe this phrase or this clause will affect your life.
那么耶和华首先，神首先在借着摩西向以色列人宣告了两件事情。
So God through Moses declared to the Israelites two things.
第一件事情，他是神。
The first is that he is God.
带领他们出埃及的，他是神。
The one who led them out of Egypt, it is God.
现在向他们说话的是神。
And the one speaking to them now is God.
不是普通的一个聪明人，或者是有智慧的人，或者是有权柄的人在向他们说话，而是全能的上帝在向他们说话。
It's not simply just a person who is smart or wise or has leadership or just some authority. He is God who is speaking to them.
第二件事情，这里讲的是什么呢？
The second thing is,
是你们的神。
It is that this God is your God.
耶和华是神，但是不一定是你的神。
The Lord God is God, but is he necessarily your God?
所以耶和华神在这里不单宣告了他是神，而且宣告他和以色列人之间的关系是什么？
So God now declares that he is God, and he also declares his relationship with the people of Israel.
他是以色列的神，以色列的百姓呢是属于他的。
So he is the God of the Israelites, and the Israelites are of this God.
我给你举个例子，你就明白。
I'll give you an example.
我可以说我是个爸爸。
I can say I am a father.
是不是？我真的是个爸爸的。
I truly am a father.
因为我有一个女儿。
Because I have a daughter.
但是我不是你的爸爸。
But I am not your father.
你有你的爸爸。
You have your own father.
所以呢，我对待你和对待我自己的女儿是不一样的。
So the way that I treat you versus the way that I treat my daughter is different.
所以当我的女儿犯什么错误的时候，我就可以去很严厉的去管教她。
So when my daughter does something wrong, I can keep her accountable very severely, very strictly.
但是如果你犯了什么错误呢，我可能会批评你，会指出你的错误。
For you, if you do something wrong, maybe I can rebuke you or tell you that you are wrong.
但是我不会非常严厉的去管教你。
But I may not discipline you very strongly.
因为严厉管教你的责任是你的爸爸。
Because the responsibility of discipline is your father.
所以耶和华神在这里首先在向以色列人讲话之前，他宣告了他是神，并且是以色列人的神。
So before God goes on to speak further, he first of all declares that he is God and he is the God of the Israelites.
以色列的神在向以色列人讲话，就好像你的爸爸在向你讲话一样。
And now when he speaks to Israel, it is like how your father speaks to you.
你的爸爸在你的身上有管教你的权柄和责任。
Your father has the responsibility to discipline you.
养育你的责任。
And to raise you up.
那么同样，那么以色列的神，他也有教导、带领、养育以色列人的责任。
And now the God of Israel, he has the responsibility of raising them up, so to speak, to raise them up in wisdom and guidance.
这位上帝对以色列人有绝对的权柄。
And this God also has full authority over the Israelites.
因为他是以色列人的神。
Because he is the God of the Israelites.
那同时以色列人也要绝对的顺服这位神。
And the Israelites should absolutely follow God.
因为这位神是他们的神。
Because this God is their God.
好了，那么耶和华神现在开始讲向以色列人来发布带着上帝权柄的命令。
And now God, by his authority, is now declaring to the Israelites some commands.
As God.
As God.
耶和华神这样说，你们从前住在埃及地，那里人的行为你不可效法，我要领你们到迦南地。
To you, you shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt where you lived, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan in which I am bringing you.
因为这些人都是从埃及出来的。
Because these people, they are coming out of Egypt.
至少他的父母是从埃及出来的。
Or at least their parents are coming from Egypt.
而且他们的父辈以上那一辈呢，在埃及已经住了四百年。
And their ancestors, they have been living in Egypt for 400 years.
他们学习了很多埃及人的文化。
They may have picked up a lot of Egyptian culture.
他们的风俗。
Oh, the customs.
他们的习惯。
And their...The traditions,
甚至他们也学习埃及人去拜偶像的。
And maybe they also picked up idolatry from the Egyptians.
所以这些人呢，他们的父辈，他们的家庭的背景呢，会深深的影响这些年轻的以色列人。
And so these ancestors, they would be able to affect all of the young people.
就好像你一样。
Just like you.
那我们当中的孩子，你很可能就出生在加拿大。
Those kids among us, you may have been born in Canada.
你说，哎呀，我是加拿大人。
And you may say, I am Canadian.
那你要去 本地的这个加拿大人问呢，他就会看到你身上有一些中国人的习惯的。
But if you ask a Canadian, a native Canadian, they may see some Chinese tradition in you.
你比如说你喜欢吃大米。
Like you like to eat rice.
他就会你上学有时候会带饺子
or you would take dumplings for lunch to school.
你没有那么喜欢吃巧克力
You don't like chocolate as much.
你说哎，我喜欢吃巧克力
You may say I do like chocolate.
但是你喜欢吃巧克力是这么大一块当中的一个吃下去
But when you eat is one small square out of the whole bar.
哈哈，真正的这边人他吃巧克力是一个就吃下去的
And the people here they eat chocolate bar by bar.
所以你会受到你的家庭、你的父母的影响的。
So you will receive some influence from your parents.
所以这些年轻的以色列人，他们也受他们父母的影响，甚至于他们有些很小的时候呢，也是从以色列出，也是从埃及出来的。
So those who are young among the Israelites, they surely do receive influence from their parents, from Egyptian culture.
但是耶和华神在这里就非常严厉的警告，命令这些即将要进入迦南地的人。
And now God is very strictly, solemnly warning the Israelites who are coming out of Egypt.
绝对不可以把埃及人的那些文化、那些习惯带入迦南地。
You must not bring the customs of Egypt out with you into Canaan.
埃及地是他们寄居的地方，而迦南地才是神应许给他们直到永远的所拥有的那片土地。
Egypt was a temporary place for them, and Canaan is a permanent land.
在神的土地上边，你不能够像埃及人一样生活。
On God's land, you may not live according to Egyptian customs.
记住啊，这是一个命令。
So keep in mind, this is a command.
那接下来又说，我要领你们到的迦南地，那里人的行为，你也不可效法，也不可照他们的恶俗行。
And he goes on to say that do not do as they do in the land of Canaan to which I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes.
因为当以色列人进入迦南地的时候，他们花了几十年的时间才把那些本地人把他赶出去，才占领了那片土地。
When they first entered the land of Canaan, it took them several decades, like 40 years, to get rid of the natives.
所以他们有几十年的时间呢，实际上是在跟这个迦南地本地的那个七个民族呢，在打仗。
So during those several decades, they were fighting against the natives.
那么他们也会看到这些人在这片土地上是怎么生活。
And they would see how the Canaanites lived at that time.
因此呢，耶和华神呢也命令以色列百姓说，当你进入迦南地的时候呢，你也不可以向本地的人学习他们那些恶俗。
And God goes on to say that when you enter the land of Canaan, you cannot take after their customs.
这个本地人做了好多的事情呢，你们不要向他学习的。
The Canaanites, like you should not learn from their customs.
因为你要通过几十年的这样的征战，才可以真正拥有这片土地。
Because only after several decades of war would you be able to fully possess the land.
所以我们看到了这位耶和华以色列的神，在以色列人即将要进入迦南地的时候，这样告诉以色列人。
And this is how God commanded the Israelites just as they were about to enter Canaan.
在神所赐给他们这片土地迦南地上，不可以像埃及人一样生活，也不可以像迦南地本地人那样生活。
In this promised land, the Israelites were not to live according to the Egyptian or the Canaanite customs.
不要学他们。
Do not learn from them.
因为他们呢，都是神所不喜悦的。
Because they do what God dislikes.
这里称它为恶俗。
And this is their evil? And this is their evil.
好，那以色列人就会，那我们进到这里边怎么活着呢？
And so the natural question for the Israelites is, how should we live then?
我们出生在旷野或者出生在埃及地，我们爸爸妈妈都在埃及生活的。
We were born either in the wilderness or in Egypt, and that's all their parents knew. How should we live?
你不要我像埃及人生活，那我按什么生活呢？
I shouldn't live according to Egyptian customs. How should I live then?
那我们就进到这个迦南地当中，按照迦南地人的生活方式生活了。
Then, of course, when we enter Canaan, we would live according to the Canaanites.
但是神也不允许我们按照迦南地人的习惯来生活。
But God also says we cannot live according to the Canaanites.
那我们怎么生活呢？
So, how should we live?
我给你举个例子，你就知道了。
I'll give you an example.
比如说你来到加拿大。
Let's say you come to Canada.
你妈妈告诉你说，你爸爸告诉你哈，不要像中国人一样。
And your mom or dad say, don't be like Chinese people.
然后你的妈妈告诉你，不要像加拿大人一样。
And she also says, don't be like the Canadians.
那你就会问个问题。
Then you would ask,
who am I?
You ask, who am I?
那我怎么办呢？
What am I to do?
我现在在加拿大。
I'm in Canada.
我出生在中国。
I was born in China.
至少我出生在中国的家庭里边。
Or at least I was born in a Chinese household.
那你又让我活得不像中国人，又不让我活得像加拿大人，那我像谁呢？
You don't want me to live like a Chinese person or a Canadian person. How am I to live?
就好像当年的以色列人要进入迦南地的时候，耶和华神所命令他的。
This is just like the Israelites just about to enter Canaan, how God commanded them.
你不要像埃及人。
Don't be like the Egyptians.
也不要像迦南地的人。
And do not be like the Canaanites.
所以以色列人会问，那我们怎么生活呢？
So the Israelites ask, how should we live?
耶和华神说。
And now God says,
你们要遵我的典章，守我的律例，按此而行。我是耶和华你们的神。
You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am the Lord your God.
哈哈，那我们就明白了。
Now we see.
不要按照埃及人的传统生活，也不要按照迦南地本地人的生活。
Do not live according to Egyptian or Canaanite customs.
要按照耶和华神的命令来生活。
We shall live by God's command.
因为耶和华是以色列的神。
Because this God is the Israelites' God.
这片地是耶和华神赐给以色列人的地。
And this land is the one which God promised to the Israelites.
这片地和这片地上的人是属于上帝的。
And all the people, and this piece of land and the people in that land is of God.
他要按照神的典章律例去生活。
They shall live according to God's statutes and rules.
换句话说，就是神要他怎么样生活，他就怎么样的生活。
In other words, they shall live however God wants them to live.
那么接下来耶和华神又讲一句话。
It goes on to say,
第五节说，所以你们要遵守我的律例典章，人若遵行，就必因此活着。我是耶和华。
Verse 5 says, You shall therefore keep my statutes and my rules. If a person does them, he shall live by them. I am the Lord.
就是耶和华神告诉这些以色列人，因为你们是属于神的。
Now God is saying that because you are of me, you are of God.
住在这片神所赐予你的土地的上边。
Living in this land which God has given to you.
你如果按照神的心意去生活，你就可以一直长久的拥有上帝的祝福。
If you live according to God's will, then you will be able to stay in this land and receive blessing from God.
但是如果你们不按照神的心意去行，你或者向埃及人学，或者向本地人学，或者向这地方人学，那地方人学，那么你们就不能活着。
But if you do not live according to God's will, if you live according to the Egyptians or the Canaanites or this or that people, then you will not be able to live here.
这是个很严重的事情。
This is a very serious issue.
不是你会是否失去这片土地的问题。
Not only will you lose this piece of land,
也不是你是否可以蒙不蒙祝福的问题。
It's not only a question of whether or not you will receive blessing,
而是必因此活着或因此而死的问题。
It is a question of whether you will live or whether you will die.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这是神的王国。
Because this is God's kingdom.
他在里边是有，在这个王国当中是有绝对主权的。
God in this kingdom has absolute authority.
那么上次我们讲了，这位上帝不是一个独裁的一个恶的一个王的。
Last time we have said that God is not just an evil God or one that does as he just randomly does.
他是个好的。
He is a good God.
他的目的是要祝福这些人。
His purpose is to bless them.
那么如果我们仔细去想回想之前我们所讲过的耶和华神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候要赐给他这片地的时候耶和华神如何说的呢
So let us recall God's attributes and God's promise to Abraham. What did God say?
为什么以色列人要等四百年才能够进入迦南地呢
Why is it that the Israelites have to wait for 400 years before entering into Canaan?
因为那片地上所住的人是非常邪恶的
Because the people who were living in that land at that time were evil.
他们不按照创造他们的上帝所制定的法则去生活
They were not living according to their creator God, their creator's laws.
他们想怎么生活就怎么生活
They lived as they pleased.
所以上帝对这些人是非常有愤怒的。
And so God was angry with them.
所以当上帝的日子时间到了的时候呢，就将这些地上的人全部都除灭了。
So when the time was up, God executed his judgment on them.
我给你举个例子，你就知道这个迦南地本地的人他们是多么的邪恶。
I'll give you an example. How evil were the Canaanites?
他们是拜偶像的。
They were idolaters.
他们有个习惯是把自己的孩子献给这个偶像。
They would offer their babies up to the false gods.
但是呢，确实要把他烧死献给他的偶像。
And this is a live sacrifice to burn them.
所以这个迦南地的民族呢，这些民族呢，耶和华神把他们除灭呢，是因为他们这个恶俗啊。
So God got rid of the Canaanites. He executed them because of their evil.
所以耶和华神，如果你们要学习这个地方人做这些事情，那么你们不能在这地方存活。如果你们进入迦南地之中之后，要向埃及人学或者和本地人学这些恶俗的话，那么你们就不能存活。
So God said to the Israelites, if you continue to live according to the Egyptians or the Canaanites in this land, you will not be able to live.
啊，这个问题就严重了。
This is a very serious issue now.
也就是说，在神的王国当中，你必须顺服上帝的命令。
It is that in God's kingdom, you must follow His commands.
就好像你在加拿大，你必须顺服加拿大的法律一样。
It's like if you are in Canada, you must follow Canadian law.
你如果说，哎，我是加拿大人，你就必须顺服加拿大的法律。
If you say that you are Canadian, you have to follow Canadian law.
接受加拿大总理的领导。
To receive the leadership of the prime minister.
那么在神的王国当中，神是有绝对主权的。
And in God's kingdom, God has authority.
所以我们今天想讲的是什么呢
？So what are we discussing today then?
就是我们讲到了上帝的国。
We are talking about God's kingdom.
就是每一个基督徒所盼望进入的。
It is the hope of every Christian to enter into God's kingdom.
这是一个上帝拥有绝对主权的一个国度。
This is a kingdom in which God has full authority.
我们今天可能还看不见这个国在哪里。
Maybe we cannot see right now where this kingdom is.
但是这个国已经存在了几千年。
But this kingdom has existed for several thousand years.
那里边充满了神的百姓。
And this kingdom is full of God's citizens.
而且一代一代的这些基督徒呢，这些神的百姓呢，正在进入这个国。
And throughout the generations, all of God's people are continuing to enter this kingdom.
这些人就好像当年进入迦南地的人一样。
And these people are just like those who are entering Canaan.
他们不但要抛弃掉、拒绝掉从这个世界所来的这些恶俗。
Not only do they have to take off the evil which they picked up in the world.
这些习惯。
And all of these habits.
这些不好的文化。
And all the bad culture.
因为我们相信这个世界当中上帝也保留了一些好的东西的。
Because we know that in this world, God has kept some good.
但是并不是所有的东西都好的。
But not all things in the world are good.
而且涉及到我们人的这一部分呢，都是不好的。
And when it comes to humans, we are all bad.
所以我们知道，并不是说到了天国之后，要说是不是一加一就不等于二了。
It's not like if you were to go into God's kingdom that 1 plus 1 no longer equals 2.
也许我们进入天国之后不需要1加1等于2了，但是1加1依然等于2。
Maybe when you enter God's kingdom, there's no need for 1 plus 1 equals 2, but 1 plus 1 does still equal 2.
但是对于每一个进入这个天国，神的国的每一个人，必须要 与这个世界是隔绝的。
But for everyone that does enter into this kingdom, they must be separate from the world.
我们的思维、我们的行为、我们的讲话都不是按照这个世界来学习的。
Our thoughts, our actions, and our speech, they shall not take after the world.
比如说孩子们讲一个最简单的事情。
For example, I'll give you a very simple thing.
如果你今天去看好莱坞的电影的时候，和几十年前的好莱坞电影已经完全不一样了。
Looking at the Hollywood movies today versus those several decades ago, they are very different.
从语言上看，完全都是脏话的。
From a perspective of what they speak, it is all profanity.
这在几十年的好莱坞电影之前的好莱坞电影是没有的。
And the Hollywood movies from decades ago, they are not like this.
或者说是很少的。
Or at least it's sparse or very rare.
但是好像今天的好莱坞的电影呢，每一帧的图像当中都带着肮脏的语言。
It is as if every frame of every movie in Hollywood, it is filled with profanity.
特别是好多的那些你喜欢的明星啊，满嘴脏话的。
Just like all of the stars, which you may like a lot, they are full of profanity in their mouth.
你要不要向他学习？
Will you learn from them?
满嘴脏话，好像你也是那个明星一样。
You know, a mouthful of profanity, would you take after them?
耶和华神说，要想进入这个国，每一个在这个国里边，神的国里边的人是不可以这样子的，不能向那个世界来学习。
God says everyone who enters the kingdom, they cannot take after the world.
所以年轻人，你把那些脏话从你嘴里边要除掉的。
So all of you youth or kids, I urge you to remove profanity from your mouths.
因为耶和华神说，这样的是不能活的。
Because God says you shall not live by this.
我们看到音乐。
Let us consider the music.
我们可以说今天进入到一个没有音乐的时代。
We can say that we have entered into a society without music.
你说有啊。
You may say that, oh, there is.
现在的音乐不是音乐，叫节奏。
Today's music is no longer music. We call it a rhythm or a beat.
所以我们很高兴啊，还有我们这个 Teresa 姐姐愿意学古典的音乐。
And so, we are very pleased that Teresa, for example, she likes to listen to older music.
今天所谓的音乐呢，是我很在行的。
在行。
就是我是一个行家。I'm an expert.
Oh, our pastor is an expert in the music of today.
Specialist.
Specialist.
你信不信？
Do you believe me?
我只要拿个盆，我家不用的盆，废掉的盆。
I can take a pot that we're not using.
Pot.
Basin.
啊 ,basin.
Basin.
我再拿一个路边我再捡一个石头或者是一个木棒。
I can pick up a stick or a rock on the street.
我只要以固定的节奏来敲就可以。
As long as I hit it at a regular time, then it's good.
你会说太夸张了吧。
You may say that, oh, that's too exaggerated.
你去听今天的音乐。
Just listen to the music nowadays.
所谓的音乐。
Supposedly, music.
就是一些节奏。
It's just some rhythm.
你只要发出节奏，大家说这就是音乐。
As long as you have a rhythm, people will say this is music.
你不信，你到 downtown.
If you go to downtown,
你就拿一个盆，拿一个棍在敲，你只要以固定的节奏敲，五分钟之内，保准有人随你跳起来。
You just take something and you beat it at a constant time for 5 minutes, and then people will dance around you.
但是这不是音乐。
But this is not music.
所以我们看到今天我们从这个世界到底学到了什么。
So let us consider what have we truly learned from the world.
学到这一切都是神所不喜欢的。
Everything that we learned is what God is displeased with.
都是在这上帝的国之外的人的习惯。
These are all the customs of those who are outside of God's kingdom.
那么我们今天要明白。
So we must understand now.
一件事情。
Something?
你可以告诉我，你说我喜欢这个世界。
You may tell me that, oh, you do truly love this world.
我喜欢这些有节奏的东西。
I like these things with rhythm.
我喜欢讲脏话的。
I like profanity in my mouth.
我喜欢暴力的。
I like violence.
我喜欢吸毒的。
I like drugs.
你可以喜欢很多的东西。
You can like a lot of things.
但是这都是与上帝的国是没有关系的。
But these are not of God's kingdom.
或者说，这都是在这挪亚方舟之外的。
You can also say that this is outside of Noah's Ark.
当神的审判和愤怒来临的时候
，When God's wrath and judgment comes upon is brought to bear upon us，
当那洪水来临的时候
，When the flood came，
你就知道一切在这挪亚的方舟之外的全都被毁灭了。
All that was outside of Noah's ark perished，
而唯独在这方舟之内的，有神的祝福和恩典的这样的人。他们是得救的。
It is only those who are within the ark, those who were blessed and had grace, but from God, these survived.
所以我们就知道，以色列人进入到埃及地之后
，So when they
进入到迦南地之后
，So when the Israelites when they entered Canaan,
他们刚开始的时候那是很好的。
At the beginning, it was going pretty well.
哎呀，把这个七个民族的人都赶走了。
All these seven tribes of Canaan, they were driven out.
但是他们并没有完全的把他们赶走。
But the Israelites did not fully drive them out.
而是把一些年轻力壮的男人留下来给他们做奴隶。
But they left some young, strong people there to be their slaves.
他们的儿女看到那些年轻漂亮的当地人的女子，就和他结婚。
And the children of the Israelites, they looked upon the youthful Canaanites and they married them.
他们的女儿看到年轻漂亮的本地的男孩子啊，就和他结婚。
And the daughters of the Israelites looked with desire upon the Canaanites and married them.
所以你就知道发生什么事情了。
And now you know what happens.
你没办法分辨。下面一代的孩子，他到底是迦南地的人的人呢，还是以色列人
？You are no longer able to discern the next. You are not able to discern the next generation. Are they Israelites or Canaanites?
所以因此呢，本地人的这种恶俗呢，就留下来了。
And so the evil of the native Canaanites it was preserved.
所以以色列人并没有真正的按照耶和华神在这里的命令来生活。
So the Israelites did not fully live according to God's commands.
所以后来就发生了一件事情。
And later there happened something.
什么事情呢
？What happened？
就是以色列人这些人因着他们与迦南地本地人的这种通婚呢、结婚呢，他们就开始也敬拜本地人的偶像。
It is that the Israelites in their intermarriage started worshipping the idols of the Canaanites.
他们就不能遵守耶和华神的律例和他的典章。
They are no longer able to follow God's rules and statutes.
那在公元前的700年的时候和500年的时候，上帝就兴起了亚述人和巴比伦人，就毁灭了以色列这个民族。
So at 700 and 500 BC, God raised up the Assyrians and Babylonians to attack the Israelites.
烧毁了他们的，毁坏了他们的京城啊，耶路撒冷。
Burned up and destroyed their essentially capital city, Jerusalem.
把以色列人都拉到外国去来做外国人的奴隶。
And they were exiled, taken to Babylon to be their slaves.
所以因着他们在迦南地并没有去遵行耶和华神的律例典章，所以他们没有因此而活着，相反却被掳到外邦去做奴隶。
So in their disobedience to God, when they were in Canaan, they were taken away. They did not live there very long. They were taken away to be the slaves in Canaan.
而在当时将近200年的战争当中呢，大部分以色列人都死掉了。
And in those 200 years of warfare, many Israelites died.
他们没有因此而活着，却因他们自己的悖逆而死亡。
They did not live by God's statutes, rather they died in their disobedience.
所以今天我们要想清楚一件事情。
So I want to explain something very clearly.
你羡慕要进入这样的上帝的一个永恒的国度吗？
Do you want to enter into God's eternal kingdom?
你羡慕这些以色列人可以拥有一个永远属于他们的土地吗？
Would you like to take possession of a land essentially just like the Israelites were to?
你说 I don't care.
You may say I don't care.
那我也没得话讲。
And I don't really have much to say.
那你就可以一直在挪亚的方舟之外，你可以做你任何你想做的事情。
Then you can live outside of Noah's Ark, doing whatever you like.
你可以去学习任何你想学习的东西。
You can learn anything that you want.
你可以按照你任何一种方式，你说喜悦的方式去生活。
You can live however you want.
但是有一天会审判来临的。
But there will be a day of judgment.
当然，你也可以今天 你说，哎，我要进入这神的国。
But you may also say today that you want to enter into God's kingdom.
你要进入这神的国，你必须向这个世界说 no。
But if you want to go enter into God's kingdom, you must say no to this world.
不要向这个世界学习。
You shall not take after the world.
那你说，那我向谁学习呢？
You may ask, okay, who should I learn from then?
这就是耶和华神的律例和典章。
This here is the rule and statutes of God.
我们每一个星期一晚上，我们在教导箴言书。
Every Monday evening, we study the book of Proverbs.
箴言书就告诉我们应当如何的生活。
And the Proverbs tell us how we should live.
比如我们看到这个世界年轻人都在懒惰的时候，箴言书告诉我们说，年轻人不要懒惰。
So when we see that the youth of this world are slothful, we see in Proverbs that it says the youth should not be slothful.
现在懒惰这件事情已经成为这个世界的一个最大的愚昧。
It is a great shame in this world how slothful people are.
而圣经却神的律例典章却提醒年轻人，你们要有智慧，不要懒惰，你们要殷勤。
And God's rules and statutes say for you youth, do not be slothful, you should be hardworking.
因为进入到这神的国里边的人必须都是殷勤的。
Because those who enter God's kingdom are hardworking.
我们来敬拜。
We come to worship.
我们讲了从创世纪一直讲到今天。
We are expositing from Genesis all the way until here.
我们认识到这位上帝是怎样的上帝。
We come to know what kind of God this is.
我们认识到了这个上帝的国是怎样的国。
We come to know what God's kingdom is all about, what it's like.
是个荣耀永远永远的国。
It is a glorious eternal kingdom.
是主可以吸引你的。
It is enough to attract you.
也是可以真正满足你的。
It can fulfill you.
所以年轻人想一想，想一想。
So I urge you, children and youth, how can you please consider this?
如果我们在这个世界当中得到了一切我们想得到的。
If you have gained everything that you want from this world.
但是这个世界呢，最后要在上帝的审判和愤怒当中毁灭掉。
But in the end, this world will be destroyed under God's wrath and judgment.
唯独在神的国里的每一个人。
Except for those who are in God's kingdom.
在神愤怒和审判降临的日子，却要在永恒当中进入与荣耀。
Those who are in God's kingdom on the day of judgment and wrath from God, they will enter into eternal glory.
去想一想。
Would you consider this?
因为这是非常重要的一件事情。
Because this is a very important issue.
因为如果你不要向上帝来学习的话，那你一定向世界来学习。
Because if you do not learn from God or take after God, then you will start taking after the world.
你说，我不向这个世界学习。
You may say, oh, I'm not taking after the world.
那是不可能的。
That's not possible.
因为你每天都在学习。
Because every day you are taking after the world.
因为每天清晨你眼睛打开的时候，你耳朵开通的时候，你出门走在路上的时候，你就在学习。
Because every morning when you wake up and you walk out, you are learning from the world.
因为你已经进入了这个世界。
Because you are in this world.
所以你们应该尽早的来学习这神的国是怎样的国。
So, sooner rather than later, I urge you to learn about God's kingdom.
以至于有一天神愤怒来临的时候，你们可以进入上帝的荣耀。
So that when God's wrath comes, you would enter into eternal glory.
而不是进入上帝永远的愤怒。
And not into God's eternal wrath.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
救我们脱离这个时代。
May you help us to take off this world.
我们也活在这个世界当中。
We are living in this world.
这个败坏的世界当中。
This evil world.
你也救我们脱离这个败坏的世界。
May you help us to take off this evil world.
向我们显明你的圣洁和美好。
That we may fully express your holiness and your goodness.
来吸引我们。
May you attract us.
来重生我们。
May you give new birth to us,
使我们可以看见你一切的美善。
That we may come to see you more, your glory.
我们就可以背靠着这个世界，背向这个世界来向你奔跑。
So that we may turn our backs on the world and to run to you.
我们可以进入你的国。
To enter into your kingdom.
我们感谢你。
We give you thanks.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.